2-3 weeks in now? How are you assessing your charges at this point?
Yeah, I think we're practice 23 or something like that, I think, today. We still got a ways to go. I'm glad we're not opening up the season, you know, on Sunday. But, you know, they're working hard. We're getting better. We're playing a lot of guys. We're getting to take a look at a lot of guys at a lot of different places. And that's really kind of what we wanted to do here in camp, is make sure that we assess our talent and put it in the right spot.
Now that you've had a few months with Gerard Mayo, how are you impressed by him, or how has he come along?
I think he's coming along. You know, for a rookie, he's learning the system. He has, you know, typical, some days, like a lot of guys, he has good days, he has bad days. But, you know, I think overall we've been fairly happy with what he's done. I mean, he's progressed a lot from getting him in camp, you know, back in the spring right after we drafted him. So he came back and knew a lot about what we were wanting to do. And you know, I think he's coming along. He's progressing.
Dean, you spent a lot of the early part of training camp implementing something with Tank in there. In the box, is kind of the hybrid safety linebacker. His loss, how much of a setback is that for you?
Well, it's, you know, it's just somebody else has got to take his spot. It's the thing of it is, any time you lose a good player, and I think Tank was having a good camp, and he's a good player, and I hate to lose him. You hate to lose anybody. But, you know, when you've done it for as long as we've all done it, it happens every year. So somebody else has just got to step in and take his place. And so we're looking at some other guys to replace him. I feel bad that he's not here. I mean, I really think he was, you know, playing well and doing the things we ask of him. But at the same time, it's an opportunity for somebody else, and we just got to move on.
So that particular set is not going to be, that particular scheme won't be junk because you don't have him. It wasn't something specific to Tank.
We really don't junk anything. You know, I mean, it's nothing is ever built around one player. So, you know, if you watch us long enough, we've got about everything there is. And so, you know, nothing's ever junked.
Could you assess the rookie corners, Wheatley and Black?
I think Terrence is, you know, progressing along, you know, well. I think they're both working hard. They're both very conscientious. They're both very conscientious in the classroom. It's one of the things I like most about this rookie class, is I think they're very attention to detail. I'm not saying that they come out and practice and we do it exactly like we want to do it, but, you know, you can tell in the classroom if somebody's kind of half paying attention or they're really into it. And these guys, to get to their credit, you know, it's not 23 days in, but 23 practices in, it starts getting a little over listening to me. But they're very attentive. I think they're very good in the classroom. Sorry, Jonathan's missing a little time. It never helps when a rookie misses time. But, you know, both of them are kind of where we expected them to be at this time.
How much has it helped Terrence that he's lining up so much opposite somebody as good as Randy Moss?
Well, I think it's, you know, if you ask all the guys that were on the show team a year ago that have to go out there on the scout team every day and face 81 and Welker and Gaffney and all of them and Stallworth a year ago, you know, and the biggest thing is facing Brady every day. You know, I mean, that's as good a quarterback as there is around too. So, you know, I think facing those guys every day always is going to help you. You know, I know we're not there. Sometimes they're doing our stuff. Sometimes they're doing stuff off of cards. But still, playing technique is technique.
Dean, has it been tough with all the injuries with the defensive backs? You have guys kind of rotating in, rotating out. Has that hampered you guys at all?
Well, you know, you never want to see them out. You want to see everybody get reps. But like I said, it's also an opportunity for some younger guys to get in and let us really get an assessment of them. So, you know, like I say, what's bad for one guy is an opportunity for somebody else, so they just got to take advantage of it.
I can just ask you one more. Did you ever second-guess that call in the Super Bowl where Barrett Burr scored the touchdown?
No.
The addition of Dom Capers, how's it been working with him?
Great, great. You know, anytime you add somebody that of that caliber, you know, the experience that Dom's got, that's, you know, it's a great addition to your staff.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.